Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy podcast. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's topic is how to stop struggling. Struggling in life is something everyone deals with from time to time, whether it's relationship, financial, work-related, weight. We can feel like everything is just piling on top of us. It can seem like the whole world is against you. And no matter how hard you try, things just keep getting harder. I get it. I hear so many of you, what you go through, especially from the summer to the fall. You know, we want to do so much better, but, you know, we just are coming off eating so much more than we're used to. It's all a struggle. So how do you stop struggling? Well, I'm going to give you 10 ways that hopefully one or two, or maybe all of them, will relate to you that will help you stop struggling and get back on your path and help you reach your goal. Okay. So let's go to number one. You need to know what you want. Okay. Very important. Having a clear idea of what you want and where you want to be can inspire you to push through the adversity. If you have no clear goal of what you want, you won't be motivated to stick to your program. You won't keep yourself as diligent and energized as you need to be to succeed to reach your goals. You know you need to have that motivation. You know, I mean, honestly, how do you reach a goal if you're not even sure what it is? You need to know what your goal is. And when you really define what you want to achieve, that is what is going to help you stay on your path and reach your goals, okay? So know what you want. Know what your goal is. Two, acknowledge your struggles. Sometimes we don't do this, okay? Sometimes we're not honest with ourselves and acknowledging in our mind that we are struggling. You know, we won't overcome it if we don't admit to it. It's like an alcoholic or a drug addict. They will never solve their addiction if they don't admit they have one. So if you acknowledge that you are struggling, it's going to help you. Once you admit it to yourself that you're struggling, write it down, say it out loud. You know, I am struggling and this is why. Sometimes when we identify what is making us struggle, and it could be the kids, the marriage, the work, friends, school, whatever it is, once you identify it and say it out loud, it will help you release those feelings of doubt and uncertainty. You know, you may have those, you may be experiencing those because you're struggling and you don't know why. So admitting it clearly to yourself will help you move on. And this is what brings me to the next one, very important, number three. Don't let the outside world dictate your actions, okay? So this may be something that you're struggling and that what's causing your struggles. Listen, we all know we're living in crazy times, pandemic, inflation, it can go on and on. But the news also has a tendency to make everything so much worse or scarier than it actually is. So don't let what you hear or read reflect on what you do. You are the most important person in your life. So you have to take care of yourself from the inside out. And that includes blocking out the noise and focusing on all the positives that you have in your life at the moment. We can't always control our tomorrow, but we can always control today. Let's go to the next one. Number four, push through it. Life isn't what you're experiencing in the moment. It's how you are framing what you're experiencing. We all have unpleasant moments, but the more you push through them, the stronger you become. Okay, that's a fact. So the next time you feel temptation and you're able to push yourself through it, know that that's going to make the next time that you have the temptation in front of you easier to get through. Once you keep pushing yourself through that uncomfortable temptation, it is going to make it easier the next time you do it, okay? So really keep that in mind and think about that. It's very important and it will really help you get through your struggles. Next one, number five, make different choices. If you find that you are falling into temptation every day you walk through the door at work, okay, this is just an example, then you need to change what you're doing, okay? Make different choices. If you know you're going to come home from work starving, okay? This reflects back when we were in kids in school, and you may even still be in school, and you're a teacher or whatever, but you come home and immediately you get into that comfort of home and you're starving, okay? You weren't even starving before you walked in, but as soon as you get into your house, you're hungry. It's so common. But if you know this, and you do this every day, and you walk in from work and you go right to the pantry and start eating or start grabbing or start picking, you have to stop doing that. You have to make different choices. What are the different choices? Well, you either can grab the chain and go walk the dog as soon as you get home, throw your sneakers on, or you can have a cup of tea, or better yet, you can even plan one of your snacks that are on program with a cup of tea or water and sit down and have that, knowing that, okay, I'm having this, but it's on program, so I'm still doing the right thing. Okay, once you start picking, you're going into that cabinet, you know immediately, once you start eating something you're not supposed to be eating, you're just going to keep going. So instead, have the snack that is on program, sit down, enjoy it, and then move on with the rest of your evening. Or go for a run, exercise, you know, whatever you have to do, switch up that walking in the house and going right to the pantry. It's going to make a big difference. So whatever it is in your day that you find you're struggling with, that one moment, you have to make a different choice for that moment, okay? It could be in the morning, you drop the kids off at school, you come home, you immediately go and eat something that you know you shouldn't be eating. Maybe it's their leftovers. Whatever it is, change that moment. Whatever it is, change that routine. When you change your routine, you change your choices. That is going to make a big difference in the outcome. Number 6, do not expect instant gratification. I go through this all the time with the clients. If you have one or two good days on program, don't jump on the scale looking for miracles. Even if the number went down, you know it's water weight. It's that same 5 pounds you keep gaining and losing. You are not going to see true results until you put that consistency in your weeks, in your months, in your year. For real success and real fat weight loss, you need to have consistency. This has to be a way of life, not just to do it for a week, okay? You don't just do the program, you have to live it. That is what's going to give you those results. Don't look for that instant gratification, because you're going to keep struggling if you do that. If you want to stop struggling, stay off the scale. It's once a week, the morning of your cheat day, every week. Number 7. Take it one day at a time. Very important. Instead of looking at a whole week, month, or a year, just get through one good on-program day at a time. If you're struggling, you need to just focus on that day in front of you. Listen, I'm all about planning for the future, but in some cases, we think too far ahead. We overthink things. If you are struggling, the best thing to do is to just get through one good day. Focus on the day in front of you and tell yourself, I want to stick to my program today. I don't know what I'll do tomorrow, but today I'm going to stick to my meals and snacks and nothing in between. And then I will decide tomorrow when I get to tomorrow. But today I'm just getting through a great day today. If you do that, you will see those days add up, and every on-program day will make the next day get easier. Okay. That is really important. It's just like getting through those moments, like we talked about earlier. And every time you get through a moment of temptation, it makes the next one easier. Same thing. You get through a good, solid on-program day, it's going to make the next day easier. Number 8, take it one slip up at a time. Okay, what does this mean? Any slip ups that you're having, you know, you want to focus on making those slip ups better in your day. So for example, say you were struggling and you find that throughout the day, you're having multiple slip ups. Okay. In the afternoon, when your kids get home, you keep taking bites of their food. But then in the evening, you're having an extra drink or you're having an extra snack. So instead of overwhelming yourself, just fix one thing at a time. So for 1 week, don't focus on the extra snack or the extra drink. Focus on, this week, I am not going to eat any bites of my children's food when they get home from school. Okay. That is your first slip up that you're going to fix. You're going to do it for a week. And when you get through that, you put it behind you. Okay. You have that week done. I didn't take a bite of any of their food. I did it. You know, it's behind me. Now, the next week, you will focus on either the extra snack or the extra drink, whatever you're doing in your day. Again, I'm giving you examples. It's just, these are most of the time the things I hear from clients of where they're having their slip ups. So fix one slip up at a time. Get through it for a week. Don't worry about all the other ones in your day. Just fix that one that you keep doing and get through it for a week, put it behind you, and then focus on the next slip up. So when you do this, you know, focusing on one thing at a time makes it very doable to overcome. And each time you're putting something behind you, you're not only cleaning up your day, but you're also getting one step closer to your goal. Number 9, quit blaming others. Sometimes when we're struggling and we don't want to face it, we tend to blame everyone else around us. But when you do that, you're just making it more difficult to take the responsibility for the choices you've been making. It's your decisions that have the most impact on how good you will do. You have to accept your role in creating the reality you want. Your actions create your results. You know this, so focus on your decisions. Do not blame anyone else. It's no one else's fault. At the end of the day, you are the one who makes the choices for yourself. So remember, what you do, what you choose, is going to create your results. Number 10, plan, prepare, and follow through one day at a time. There's no better advice I can give you than to prepare for your day. If you're not planning your days in advance, you have to ask yourself why. Is it because you subconsciously don't want to stay on program? Is it because you don't want to work for your results? Whatever the answer is, only you can answer that question. The only thing I can tell you is if you want to stop struggling, one of the most important things in any area of your life is to plan, prepare your day so you know what you're doing, and that is how you can follow through on what you planned and get your results. If you try to get through your day without a plan, you will never be able to stay on program. When you know your meals and snacks in advance and you are prepared, you can follow through with ease, both mentally and physically. You don't have to think about it. You just follow through with what you planned. Okay, I hope these tips helped. If you like this podcast, please give it a thumbs up, follow us, and subscribe. They all make the channel grow in the most significant way. I'm wishing everyone a healthy, happy week. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.